Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, sit back and relax as we take you on a journey to the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast, www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. Sit back and enjoy the show. The Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC tonight, my name is AJ Atticus, and I am your host with the most, the baby face you love to hate. As always, joining me is the general, the head admin, DeJuan Mills, and the one, the only, the gentleman, Richard Priest. Gentlemen, we have an amazing show tonight, a lot to cover. How are we doing?
Well, sir, I am just now getting back. Well, I got back early today from Chicago, from the FWC Arena. Man, last night was incredible. It was my first pay-per-view in close to a year, man, showing up at the FWC Arena. But, bro, I'm going to tell you something. Backlash was so freaking impressive, and we got a lot to cover tonight, man. We're going to talk all about it. But, AJ, dude, it felt good going back home, man. Richard Priest, what was your thoughts, man? How did you think about last night?
My thoughts on Backlash last night, I only have one word: humble.
Absolutely. I mean, you were involved in an amazing match, Richard. It was great. Things might not have gone your way, but you know what? We will get to that. We have so much to cover tonight. So many things. We had a UXD takeover. We had Backlash, and we had a Raw tonight. I mean, there are so many great things happened. Let's start off by turning back and going to the UXD takeover. By the way, you know, the UXT takeover and all of this could not be presented to you guys and put out there if it weren't for our sponsors, the men who paid the bills and put us here, who gave me this lovely position, this job title, who put Richard Priest next to me, and that is the WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe and Renee. They are live Wednesdays at 7 p.m., one of the greatest wrestling podcasts ever. You know, they're the guys who brought me into this business, and I cannot thank them enough. You know, they have great wrestlers come on, and they just do such a great job at presenting us with what we love, what got us into this industry in the first place. As I was saying, we had UXD TakeOver. We had an amazing, amazing championship match for the UXT Tag Team titles where we saw a disappointment in our first ever UXT Tag Team champions lose their titles to the Outsiders.
And you know
I think,
go ahead, AJ.
Yeah. Oh, no, go ahead, please.
Dude, I was going to piggyback off of that, man, because I know we spoke with Robert a couple weeks ago. I know we had the Heel deal on a few times. And I remember speaking with Robert, and I heard it in his voice. I was like, dude, you guys came into this chapter, you came into this fantasy group, and you made the absolute most noise. But it's not going to mean a damn thing if you don't finish the job. And at UST TakeOver Chi-Town, baby, the freaking Outsiders finished the job. It was close. You know, it was a real close. You know, I'm not going to take anything away from Blitzkrieg, man. You know, Tank and D-Rain, man, they put up a hard fight. But you know what? You talk big, you fight even harder, man. So shout out to the Outsiders. Very proud of those guys, man. Our new UST Tag Team Champions, baby.
Yeah, it just goes to show that confidence, and confidence will spur victories.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with both of you more. The Outsiders, they've been talking, say they had what it takes. They said they had everything they would need to become the UST Tag Team Champions, and they did it. They absolutely did it. And I don't know if it was enough to shut the mouths of DeAndre Crane and Tank, but I think it was definitely a step in the right direction. Also, at UFC TakeOver, we had, I guess, a name-for-name match, which we had the American Outlaw, Cowboy Kula, versus the Last Outlaw, James Head, in which the American Outlaw, Cowboy Kula, was victorious. So I guess that means the Last Outlaw now has to change his name, which is kind of weird because, you know, when you present yourself and you give yourself a name, you've stamped yourself in this industry. And now we've basically told this guy that, yeah, you may have stamped yourself, you may have made the name for yourself, but it's time to change what you're doing.
Yeah, once again, you know, Cowboy Kula came in, head of steam, a whole bunch of confidence. I know he had just coming off a loss against Vincent Knight, but to come into this match and dominate the way he did goes to show how he feels about himself and how he wants to portray himself here in the chapter.
And you know what, man? James Head, you know, the Last Outlaw, has a little bit of history in this chapter. I don't remember a lot of consistency from him, but when he pops in, he pops in. But, dude, when I saw the American Outlaw, Cowboy Kula, for the very first time in this chapter, I knew this crazy bastard was going to make some noise. Like, I did. Like, I don't know if you guys saw his very first promo, but, man, he was cursing and spitting, and this dude had a shotgun, and that just insane. Like, the bastard's crazy. So the fact that he won the rights to the Outlaw name was very well deserved. I can honestly see some UFC championship gold in his near future, man. So, yeah, shout out to the American Outlaw, Cowboy Kula, man, the one and only outlaw in the FWC.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And talking about some other newcomers, we had a character named DJ Pinky go one-on-one with Battle Cat. And I have to tell you guys, I have a small history with Battle Cat. Me and him did face each other. And then he was also put in a stipulation back in Universe Mania 3 where if he didn't win a certain amount of matches, he was not going to be able to compete in Universe Mania 3, therefore knocking out Joker's Wild in a tag team promo tournament. But since then, he has been active. I have seen him daily on the page, putting pictures up, putting posts up, calling people out. And at UFC TakeOver, Battle Cat was victorious against DJ Pinky. He did an amazing job. He did take that crowbar and repeatedly hit DJ Pinky with it. But, I mean, when you're hardcore like Battle Cat is, I mean, I feel like that's just the standard.
Yeah, I mean, I do have a small history as well with Battle Cat back when I was still in the UXT. The guy can go. The guy has the charisma-ish
kind of the drive. I don't ever see him being a big main eventer, but I do see him sticking around here in the chapter for the long haul.
You know what? I got a little bit of personal history with Battle Cat, man. Formerly the Ice Dungeon Master from way, way back in the day. Now you guys don't remember that. I remember when Battle Cat first came in this group, man. Him and I had a lot of long conversations. You know, I trained the guy, showed the guy the ropes, you know, got him involved. You know, he won the UXT championship, I want to say on two occasions, also a former U.S. champion, And I'm going to tell you guys, man, this guy has picked the perfect card before. This guy has been in hella five battles, and he knows the stuff. And then he had kind of a little bit of fall from grace, and I mean, that happens to the best of us. But the road to redemption for Battle Cat, I'm loving it, man. And I'm pretty sure if he stays consistent, you know, stays in battle and stays fighting week after week, because you see him week after week making challenges, I can see some gold back in his future, man. So, Battle Cat, you know, the head admin got love for you, bro. Keep it going down there in Florida.
Oh, and absolutely. I have much respect for Battle Cat after the battle that me and him had in our Florida street fight. Unfortunately, there is something that Battle Cat has been going after. He has been talking about it, and that was the hardcore title. You know, he was very big on wanting to become hardcore champion. He's calling out Kirk Malice. He was calling out Mason Mechanic Murray. And the big thing going on right now, as we've all heard, El Matas came on, and family had to take care of family. We all know Matas being a part of the BOD, having a seat on the BOD. It was handed down to him to let Kirk Malice know he has officially been stripped of the Hardcore Championship. And as of right now, the fate of the Hardcore title is kind of hanging in the air. We haven't really received word on if it will be put back up for contendership. It's going to be put on the shelf. You know, we're all just kind of waiting to hear. I know there's a lot of superstars out there that would love to get a shot at that title, but it's definitely understandable with having a champion just kind of fall off the face of the earth, wondering how dedicated some people were to that title. I personally would love to see it come back. I'm a fan of hardcore. I just think it brought a lot to the table. And a lot of people really, really were excited when that title was introduced.
You know, I'm not much of a hardcore guy myself, per se. I'm pretty as the face. But I am a fan of watching two idiots beat the hell out of each other with weapons and other objects, or, to quote the late Dusty Rhodes, the plunder. But yeah, I do hope the hardcore belt does make its way back around to him, chapter.
Yeah, man, me for one, man, I was excited when the hardcore championship came around, man. I'm always excited for any new championship that we introduce to the FWC, man. Like I said, we're the number one fantasy wrestling group in the world, and fantasy wrestling is our deal. And we want to award people in this fantasy wrestling group with championship titles. So when I saw the hardcore title come in, man, I was excited and I was ready for it, man. But, you know, it's one thing to be champion, but it's another thing to be an active champion. And I don't disagree with Amata's decision, man. I do not. So, you know, hey, if it has to be vacated, if he has to strip him, then he has to do what he has to do. It's in the best interest of the title and in the best interest of the chapter.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I'm getting word that we have a couple callers, but I'm being told I have a mystery caller on the line. Does anybody know who that is?
Actually, yes, AJ, I do.
It's not Madison, is it?
No, AJ, calm down. I'm not going to do this to you tonight. This is a man that everybody knows. Him and I have a great history. We went to hell and back last night in a triple threat match. Unfortunately, we let our anger get the best of us, which allowed Jonesy to get the pin and get the win. but this is a man who, after many battles, many wars, earned my respect last night. Gentlemen, Artie Murphy.
Can you hear me there, fellas?
Absolutely, Arden. We can hear you loud and clear.
Now, look, last night was absolutely insane. I started out not doing so well. I almost made a comeback. And as Rashard said, our hatred, our absolute disdain for each other, it would cost us the match. But that being said, I look at every single loss as a lesson. And I have definitely learned my lesson. Now, I'm out of the title picture for a while, but you can bet that I will be back in due time.
And honestly, Arden, I can't wait to see what you have next up your sleeve.
I appreciate that.
I'm a little taken back by you two actually having respect for each other. I mean, there's been a lot of tension between the two of you, a lot of disrespect between the two of you. But I mean, I guess when you go to war the way you two have, you tend to earn a little respect or gain respect for the person that you're going up against, especially when your hatred towards each other has kind of interrupted a common goal you both had.
Well, you're right there, AJ. And as much as we disdain each other, when you meet a man in the ring, you can't truly get to know a man until you have been to war, either against or alongside. And that's exactly what Rashard and I have been doing since pretty well day one, and that's warring against each other. And, well, that's what happened. And I'm not going to take anything away from the Jones. The man did exactly what I would have expected him or anyone else to do in the situation and take your advantages where you can. And as such, he is now your undisputed legends and your universe heavyweight champion.
Yeah, you know, we rolled the dice last night, and like I said in my opening statement about how I felt last night, and I used the word humble. That is how I walked away.
I'm kind of confused. Is Nightmare Jones on, or is Funky Flex on?
If I'm not mistaken, that was Nightmare Jones coming in.
That's what I thought. I thought we heard it. Maybe it was a mistake on intern Timmy. He hitting soundboards and doing crazy stuff.
I understand that everybody is calling my name. Everybody's talking about Nightmare Jones. Have no fear. Nightmare Jones is here. I'm still on my celebration from last night. What a great, great night. I must say I have a lot of respect for Mr. Richard Priest and Mr. Arden Murphy. You guys put up one hell of a fight.
That we did. Currently sitting here at home myself with a beer in my hands, because as much as we warred against each other last night, I also took a beating from my cousin.
Yeah,
while
we have you on the line, let's talk about that as well. I mean, you three had a great match, Nightmare Jones, or the legend, Nightmare Jones. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On your victory. You are now a double champion. The heavyweight champion and the legends champion. which
yes.
you rightfully deserve being a legend in your own.
That's right. Now maybe everybody will start calling me the legend Nightmare Jones, but who are we kidding? Everybody loves to hate on Nightmare Jones, so that's not going to happen. And I don't care because I'm just going to keep doing exactly what I always do, and that's prove everybody wrong. I'll always be the underdog, and that's just how it is. I'm always going to be the guy that nobody thinks is going to win, and I just have to prove everybody wrong each and every time.
And my
hey.
You did that. Congratulations to you, sir. I hope that thing for you.
Can I interject real quick? And I know we got a lot of show to go. But Rashard Priest, dude, I know you lost your belt, but I know you didn't lose your balls either. Check it out, dude. Where's the Rashard Priest from last week? The arrogant, cocky SOB. The one that nobody could touch. Come on, man. Where are you at? Nightmare Jones basically spit in both you guys' face, but yours particularly, and took something that belonged to you. Have some dignity, man. If nothing else, cash in on him. Come on, Rashard Priest. I know you can do better than this. I've been sitting back listening to this whole damn show, and this isn't the Rashard Priest that I know. I don't know if you're trying to camouflage or what you're trying to do, dude, but the exact same time, this isn't the guy I know. You're lost, but you think about it. You can always capitalize. You can always come back. So what's the deal, man? Are you going to fight? Are you going to cash in? And what you going to do?
You know, at this moment, Dewan, I'm just going to kind of sit back, hold my cards, and see what comes on the table.
I got to agree with Dewan. I mean, I always thought starting the show off, the first thing we would hear is an angry Rashard Priest cashing in the Intercontinental Championship, saying, you know what, Nightmare, you took something away from me. Now I'm going to take away something from you.
And like I told you, gentlemen, I walked away with a new era of respect after last night. You know, I trained really hard. I bust my ass training with El Mata for our tag team match. I'm ready for that. Something from him rubbed off on me.
Well, I mean, all right. I mean, I appreciate everybody calling in. Arden, obviously, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Also, you had a match tonight where you and you said it's your cousin, the Saint.
That's right. My cousin, one of the two fellas that I've personally helped bring into the FWWC. And I would not have helped bring him in if I didn't see potential. And, look at the Saint, man. He won the UXT Battle Royal the other night. He's now the number one contender for the UXT Championship. He's got to go up against my tag team partner. And here tonight, we beat the absolute hell out of each other. And there was no winner. There was a double knockout at the end. And here comes Mass to raise both of our hands. And that's not something you see from Mass very often, is respect for another opponent. But I believe the Saint has earned Mass's respect.
I mean, I think with you saying, you know, the Saint earned Mass's respect, he was one of the only individuals to actually come out there and state that he was going to earn it. There were a lot of people coming out there stating that they deserved it. They were the number one contender. They were just going to, it almost seemed like they were feeling it was just going to be handed to them. And the Saint came
You're
out.
You're absolutely right.
He was going to fight, he was going to win, and he was going to earn it. Now, he did lose in his first match, but we all know that losses, I mean, you can lose here and there, but everything comes around, and when you win the right one, like the Saint did at Backlash, you can become a number one contender in your second match. Or,
exactly.
If you're Arden Murphy, you can become a champion in your second match.
Absolutely, and the man, look, the Saint is no stranger to hard work, I will say that. He's blood, and our entire family, you know, works their arses off. And I told him that you come into the FWWC, that you work for everything. You don't get handed anything. You work, and you work, and you work. And he's here to spread his message whatever that may be, even I'm not entirely sure what it is. But he's here to spread his message, and he's here to win, and he's here to claim gold.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Arden, we appreciate you calling in, and it's always a pleasure to hear from you. I definitely look forward to watching tag team match coming up, whoever you and Massacre are facing. And obviously, look forward to seeing what your singles career has in store for you as well.
Thank you, fellas. You have a good night.
You have a good night, too, Arden.
Now, speaking of the Saints, we brought him up. He was in a UST Battle Royale for the number one contendership for the UST title. In that match as well was Julius Cairo, The Law, Big Hoss, Funky Flex, the American Outlaw, Cowboy Kula, and Michael Reese. And that was an amazing battle. You know, I did not expect to see the UXT men put on a show the way they did. But those guys have hit this chapter, and they have not stopped. And the Saints came out victorious. And, I mean, I'm waiting to see a lot of the, I hate to put it this way, but the backlash that is going to be hitting the page with all these UXT guys and what they're all feeling about losing that match.
You know, anytime you have a match with any big goal, you know, whether it be a number one contender, whether it be a championship match, you don't actually, and even if it's just a match that just means nothing, it's just a match to entertain the crowd. If you don't go out there and you don't give your all, then you know what? Pack it up, take it home, because we don't need you here. And these seven men last night that, one, I have a feeling definitely five out of those seven will have gold around their waist before this year's over.
And again, I have to agree, man, not to toot my own heart, man, but years ago, me and the board of directors, we came up with the UXT division. And to be honest with you guys, we had to create it. There was a lot of people being added to the chapter. There was a lot of new people being added to the group. And it was kind of hard keeping track of all the new guys. So we made their own division. You know, shout out to El Luchador for being the first ever UXT champion. But this new class of UXT, you know, it kind of puts me in the mind frame of the Nexus, you know, back when they came in and, you know, just wreaked havoc on the WWE, you know. And I'm looking at guys like Funky Flex, Cowboy Kula, Big Hoss, one of my personal favorites, The Saint, Michael Reese, you know, a good gentleman, seen him before, The Law, and especially this Julius Cairo. You know, again, congratulations to the Saint for achieving the victory last night in the UXT Battle Royal. And again, I'm anxious to see what all these guys have to bring to the table. But if I'm not mistaken, I think we have one of the participants from the UXT Battle Royal on the line. AJ, can you confirm that?
Yes, I have been told we have Julius Cairo on the line.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Julius. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing splendid. However, my well-doing should not be your concern, Board of Directors. Your concern should be my opponent from tonight, Mr. Vincent Knight.
Absolutely. You did have a match with Vincent Knight in which you were victorious. But before we get to that, I would like to talk about your Battle Royale at Backlash on Sunday. You went into that ring with six other men. And leading up to that, you and these six other men absolutely dominated the page with promo after promo after promo. And you guys did not disappoint. Everything we watched was absolute soul. I don't think there was a single promo that was put up that I did not find entertaining. And I personally would like to congratulate you and the other six gentlemen for putting on the polished program of the month. Obviously, that is something that we do for the matchup that has put on the best program, the best promos, and all around an altogether package. And we feel that you UXT guys came in, stepped up, and absolutely destroyed all competition. So congratulations to you, sir.
You're welcome. Because, you see, it's quite simple. This match actually began as a six-man battle royal for the UXT, for the first, the number one contenders match for the UXT championship. And I was added to this match. And because I was added to this match, it hit main event status. So obviously you all recognize the greatness that is Julius Cairo.
And Cairo, you did a very good job last night in the Battle Royal. Unfortunately, like we did mention, you did came up short, but, and what you mentioned when you came on tonight, you put the first one-on-one blemish against, up until now, in singles competition was undefeated, Vincent Knight. And you looked like you pummeled the hell out of that man, sir.
Well, I was in a little bit of a sour mood today. Even though I came in second, you could call it second place in the Battle Royal, my statement was made. You can ask the other six men in the match, and they will tell you that I gave them the beating of their lives. Which leads me into Mr. Vincent Knight. Mr. Vincent Knight, I wanted to expose him for what he was. He is a coward, is what he is. He hides in the darkness and in the shadows. He manipulates his voice. And it's only because he is not comfortable with who he is. And if it had not been for his little tricks, I would have exposed him and removed the mask that he hides behind. However, my point was proven. I beat him in a street fight in the middle of the ring, and I beat him within an inch of his life. So much so that he had the lights turned off and ran away like a cockroach. If I come across him again, I will squash him like the bug that he is.
Now,
I don't want to.
You there, AJ? I was just gonna state I didn't want to interrupt Cairo on his gloating, but if I know Vincent Knight the way I think I know him, I can guarantee you he will be back.
Well, there are two things that took place. I know Mr. Knight, and Mr. Knight has become well acquainted with myself, Mr. Julius Cairo.
Julius Cairo, head admin here. Don't mean to cut you off, sir. Do not mean to cut you off, sir. As a man with a deep voice, I will say, you know, everything that I spoke with you about a couple weeks ago, you know, about proving yourself, you have my respect. You came in, you battled, you competed, you did the darn thing, and I know for a fact that you are 100% committed not only to this chapter, but to your craft. So, again, my apologies. Don't mean to cut you off, sir. You know, just trying to get my two cents in. But you have the brightest future here in the FWC, and I definitely, I'm going to bypass UXT gold and say that you have main event gold in your future, sir. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, I appreciate your acknowledgement of my talents and abilities. My time will soon come. However, I am in no hurry to run rampant through this federation, this promotion. I am willing to use my opponents as a stepping stone, as a footstool, to achieve what I am here to achieve, my good sir. Not everyone at once.
Well, I'm just captivated in what you have to say. I do believe you have a bright future, as DeJuan said. I foresee great things in your future. And I mean, I can sit here and even like DeJuan said, deep voice. I'm sorry, it's something that, like, you have a James Earl Jones like voice, something that captivates people. They listen to it. They want to hear it. But unfortunately, we do have more of our show to cover. So, Julius, we appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you being a part of our show tonight.
Thank you for having me, and it is your pleasure for me to be on your show. I will grace you with my presence at another time. I bid you farewell, gentlemen.
Absolutely. Have yourself a great one.
The arrogance of some people around here.
Wait. There's the Rick Price sweep we're used to. There's a little bit of him. We need that Rick Price back, that Richard Priest. We need him. I mean, that would have made that so much better, because I heard Julius talking. I heard him talking himself up, and all I could think is Richard Priest would be attacking this guy right now about how cocky and confident he thought he was. And you sat there, and I was like, you guys should have seen me giving you the looks. I was like, what's going on? Why are you so quiet? Come on. Oh, okay,
and
moving on.
Julius Carroll and I will probably cross paths. Until then, I do hope him and wish him the best of luck.
Whew, that one beer.
All right. You know, last night we had more matches, more number one contenderships, more titles on the line. One thing that was huge implications, huge turn of events. We saw a man who has been on an absolute downfall as of lately. The metal maniac Corbin Slater involved in a triple threat match with the Marvelous Missy and Marcus Mayhem for the number one contendership for the U.S. title.
Excuse me again.
Yes?
It's Lost in his own, Marcus Mayhem.
Okay. Marcus Mayhem in the match with the Marvelous Missy and Corbin Slater. And I'll tell you what. Corbin Slater put on a hell of a show. All three of them did. But he came out on top. And let's not to mention, he's main roster now. Him and Missy, you know, being main roster now, that's a big deal. Especially Missy being put into the number one contendership run for her tag team partner's title. I mean, that was a big deal. But, you know, Corbin, he pulled it off, and I, for one, was actually kind of proud to see him finally come out of the funk, and I can only hope that this starts the turnaround for him, because he's been on this downhill where he's been turning on the fans, and maybe this victory has a light to it, is what I'm hoping for.
You know, and Corbin Slater, you know, they went out there, the three of them, put on one hell of a match. But Corbin came out ahead. And I will, as one another guy that I've been in the ring with many times, I will applaud Corbin. And from my understanding, I do believe we have Mr. Slater on the line right now.
Yeah, you sure in the hell do. So once again, I'll be running the show tonight like I usually do.
when have you ever ran the show?
I don't know, the last, doesn't freaking matter. Anyway, so what I was going to say was, last night was the start, only the start, of something I'm calling the dismantling of a titan. See, or so-called titan, I should say. I don't like calling him anything like a god or a titan. It's besides the point. But see, dismantling of a titan started last night. See, I'm going to break him down piece by piece, bit by bit. I'm going to take his United States title away from him. And then I'm going to take his tag team gold away from him. And then I'm going to take my Warrior's Heart Championship back. Because no man is a god or a titan in my FWWC.
That's good to know, Corbin. The question I have for you is, yes, you are the number one contender for the U.S. belt, but how do you feel about your team, the Metal Maniacs, going into round two for the tag team title right now?
That is the Mechanical Maniacs. And yes, we might even have to face El Mata himself. From one great Warrior's Heart champion to another. That's probably the only man right now that has any right to be called a frickin' legend. But that will soon be changed.
Don't forget, Corbin, when you get in the ring with El Mata, you will be getting in the ring with me as well, sir. Remember that.
Yeah, El Mata is the only one I'm concerned about, Mr. Priest, Price, Prod, whatever the hell your name is these days. But, see, you might have had a match with me. I beat you. Had a match for my title. Kronos beat me. You have never beaten me. So, really, I'm not concerned with you. You're just another lowly piece of garbage in my FWWC, Mr. Priest.
Just remember who gave you that win, sir, when I threw you through a cage like a long dart, giving you the win by escaping. If we meet in round two, Corbin,
that's your own damn fault. I mean, if you had controlled yourself, maybe you wouldn't be such a whiny bitch about losing all the time.
All right, let's move on to the next call. We're done with Mr. Slayer.
I mean, normally I would sit here and say I was disappointed in the actions of...
We don't care. Let's move on to the next match.
No. Hold on. I am the host, and I will say what I want. Normally, I would be disappointed in the actions of Corbin Slater, but I have to say, to hear Richard Priest almost have nothing to say back, that brought a little light to my life, a little joy in my heart. And I have to applaud Corbin Slater on that one. I've never been so happy.
Yeah, okay.
Well, see,
I think the last time you were that happy today, you had a nudie magazine and you were in the closet with your right hand. But let's move on.
Yeah, see, AJ, I really don't care if you're happy or if you're proud. See, I do what's right for me. I'm in this for me, no one else. And soon enough, all of you will know this is my FWWC.
Well, thank you for calling in, Corbin.
Now you're welcome. And next time, Richard Priest, well, hell, anybody else that wants to step in that ring with me, you're going to be caught in a frickin' mosh.
All right. Well, that was highly entertaining, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself. But once again, moving on, we still have so much to cover, and, I mean, it's insane. We're still doing our Backlash results. So we haven't even moved on officially to our Raw results. This is insane. So let's get through these as fast as we can. Now, normally, this matchup we were going to have at Backlash was supposed to be a hardcore number one contendership match. But with what happened with the hardcore title, it had to be immediately switched and changed into the European Championship number one contendership match, and that was El Luchador de KC versus Mason the Mechanic Murray. And Luchador came out victorious, and I know these two men have had problems in the past. They've had victories and losses with each other, but at Backlash, El Luchador was victorious, and he is now the number one contender for the European Championship. And now before we move on to Rick and Dewan talking about that match, I also want to point out the fact that the European title was also on the line, which ended in a tie, and that was between Professor Crapel and Legion. And as far as from what I've heard, that match will continue tomorrow night on SmackDown.
What?
Richard?
Oh, sorry. I was on the phone with my assistant. Tomorrow night, hardcore match on SmackDown.
No, European match, not hardcore.
Well, if European, I'm getting out of here.
You know what? Richard, please, is throwing me off too. What can I say? Freaking El Luchador Kansas City always pulls off the tough one. Again, he's an OG in this group, general, drill sergeant of UXT. Much proud of that guy. And you know what? Hopefully he can come out on top and win that belt.
Which brings us on to our next match, which involves your ugly-looking brother there, AJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting breaking news right now that Professor Crapel was actually hospitalized after his match with Legion. But he is still going to compete tomorrow against Legion for the European title. I've actually been sent the pictures of Crapel in the hospital, but he is still saying he will be at the arena tomorrow night to face Legion for the European Championship. That's absolutely amazing. I mean, to be in a hospital bed tonight, but promising that you will be at the arena tomorrow night, that's dedication.
I hope that Crapel comes back tomorrow night and shows up. I hope he doesn't win, because that means you have to defeat one of my Lost Million brothers. But Crapel has been kind of hit or miss lately, so I'm hoping he will show up tomorrow night, get his butt kicked, and Legion continues on as our European champion.
I mean, anything can happen. Anything can happen. But, ladies and gentlemen, last night, again, we had another championship match. And I'm kind of sad to say this, but my brother Massacre was victorious against La Familia's own Ghost. They both put on a hell of a fight. I guess I have to pay respect to my brother and say, you know what, he put on a hell of a match. But, you know, seeing him with the title on his shoulder and knowing all the work that I did to help him get to where he is and not be there during that moment kind of pisses me off a little bit. Ghost, I mean, he put on a hell of a match with Master. They went toe-to-toe. they battle it out. I know Ghost busted Massacre open. You know, he definitely proved that he deserved to be in that match.
Yes, he did. And once again, AJ La Familia's own, the Ghost, prodigy of Legion himself, a man who is being molded by El Mata. I actually had a chance to even work with this guy a little bit this weekend as well. I am glad to see how he came out. He threw a whole bunch of promos out there talking about how he was ready. You know what? I'm actually honest and surprised that your brother showed up for the match because I haven't seen him since his last match. And usually I know I say this for a little later on in the show, but you know what? I am putting your brother's ugly mug on the side of the milk carton this week.
You know what? No, Rashard Priest, I got to give you some love because normally I would say that makes no sense, but that's the Rashard Priest that I know. Well done, sir. Well done. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dewan, and the pleasure is all yours. And you know what? I'm going to say something real quick. You know what? Arda Murphy, Jonesy, kiss my ass. I'm continuing on with this real quick, though. Massacre, you are a champion here. You represent your division in UFC. I, up until last night, held two belts, and I represent every day, every single time, whether the people love me, whether they hate me, whether they boo me. And if you can't show up and cut one promo with your ugly mask or your ugly face, then you know what? I don't think you're deserving of that title. So you know what, Massacre? Why don't you start putting up or hand that belt over to someone that deserves it.
Wow.
AJ, you want to defend your brother here? No? Okay. Next match.
I mean, I agree. I hate agreeing with Rashard Priest. But I agree. The only other time I saw him, I mean, on Monday, he did put up a tag team promo, but you know what? When you're a UFC champion, you gotta freaking show up and represent your championship. You can't just sit there and talk about other things. You have to be there for your title.
You know, but, and I got one more thing to say, too.
Yes.
I have a special consideration of somebody who also made the milk carton, a person, a member of this team who needs to start helping and promoting as well, because AJ, you were almost on there with your brother.
Whatever.
Again. Which leads us to the main event, or the second main event of last night's Backlash, which was a tag team match with second round implications. The newly formed tag team of Money, Power, Respect, which is a team co-captained by myself and El Jefe, El Mataratas of La Familia, as we took on the two losers as the Steampunks, Blitzkrieg. Two guys that lost their belt the night before, two guys that didn't show up. Hell, put them on the milk carton as well, to have a great match that we won, and we are going on to the second round of the tag team tournament.
Absolutely. I mean, you definitely say it's the second main event because, I mean, we've already covered the main event, which was you, Arden, Nightmare Jones. But
that's right.
Yeah,
I am so good. I deserve two main events every show I'm in.
But, I definitely have to say, seeing Mata's come back, and you had two members of the Steampunk Collective that, I mean, were running their mouth, who both were talking about wanting a shot at Mata's. And, I mean, again, I feel like maybe this might shut their mouths. I don't know. Knowing DeAndre Crane, I feel like this is only going to fuel the fire that he had. But, you know, with Tank, he always talked bad about the BOD. He wanted Matas. He got him. And now a member of the BOD has put him in his place. I mean, I put him in his place, but that was before I was on the BOD, so it really didn't matter.
You know what? Like I said, it's been a year since I stepped into a FWWC pay-per-view arena. But last night was the best night ever. I mean, again, back in the day, I've had a few run-ins with El Mata in my former life. But to see my dude in the ring, to see my homie, to see El Jefe in the ring, man, El Matas Ratas and Rashard Priest tear the house down, oh, my God, it was epic in Chi-Town. So those guys moved on, they advanced, and you know what? Not only did they win their match last night, AJ, didn't something a little extra special also happen with NPR this week?
Absolutely. You know what? Money, power, respect. We obviously have the money part with Rashard Priest. The power and respect goes to El Mata. And I have to say, I give you all the respect in the world, as in this time, for this week, you guys earned yourselves promo of the week.
And that's right, we deserve promo of the week. That promo we put together, which is probably the greatest promo I ever did, making fun of DeAndre Crane, having the camera set just a little too tall. Which DeAndre Crane's actually lucky he was able to get in the ring with me, because usually I have a height limit on my opponent. But I digress. AJ, continue on my episode.
Yeah, you did a great job making fun of DeAndre Crane, but I mean, the most important part of that promo was El Matas. It was great to see him back. It was great to see him here. It's great to see him in action. You know, I've heard a lot about him, and now I'm finally glad to see him out there and in the ring, a true legend coming back into this business. It's always great, especially to see a true legend win in this business. It's something great to see.
Yeah, after that promo, we need to refer to him as El Tankarata.
Oh, man, I don't even know what to say to that. Yeah. But moving on, I mean, I know, you know, we have NPR moving on to round two, who they'll face. You know, it's kind of shaping up to be a pretty good tag team competition, because if you think about it, we have La Familia's own Moonshine Mother Truckers. We have La Familia's own Money, Power, Respect. And we have two other teams known as the Steampunk Collective Zone, the Mechanical Maniacs, and the Steampunk Collective Zone, the Originators, the Steampunk. So we have to wonder, has this just became a La Familia versus Steampunk Collective tag team tournament? Or are we going to see La Familia versus La Familia and Steampunk Collective versus Steampunk Collective leading into the finals?
You know, I do not know. From what I understand, apparently that announcement will be made Wednesday night on our sponsor show, the WrestleTalk podcast.
I guarantee.
Tune in Wednesday night.
It's going to end up Collective versus La Familia.
At www.WrestleTalkPodcast.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at WrestleTalk, and you can find them at Facebook by looking up the WrestleTalk podcast with Joe and Renee.
Who was that? Who cut in?
Had me a little bit. Didn't Jim Trinity have a mic too? I mean, did we allow him to talk?
I don't know.
That was weird. This has been a hell of a night.
It's always a great night around. I say we move on to our special caller tonight.
We still have two more matches on our Raw recap that we have to cover. So you know what? Let's get through those real quick. We had DJ Pinky.
Did I wrestle on Raw tonight?
No, and that's why it was a great show. But we had DJ Pinky versus Funky Flex, and the winner tonight was Funky Flex. These two men put on a great show. Again, two UFT stars that just absolutely blew it out of the water. These guys have been cutting promos left and right. They showed up for their matches, and you know they just put on a hell of a show for everybody, I feel. But, you know, with that being said, we also had our main event of the night, Papa Kirk, a.k.a. Jimbo Slice, versus Big Papa Kirk, Jimbo Slice, versus a UXT member, a new man, The Law. And Big Papa Kirk showed The Law why you don't mess with a legend of the main roster, as he definitely took The Law out back and just beat the hell out of him tonight.
You know, Big Papa Kirk, and I don't know why, and I don't understand why, has a bunch of pent-up rage and aggression, and I hope tonight, getting in the ring with The Law, you know, he fought The Law, and The Law didn't win. And I hope Big Papa Kirk finally got some of that hate and that disdain that's been building up inside him. I don't know. Once again, I don't know why he would have that, but I hope he's finally got it out of the system.
I'll keep it short and sweet. Big Papa Kirk whipped The Law's ass. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, he did. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know, tonight we have a very, very special guest. He is one of the newest members to the FWWC. He was involved in an amazing six-man battle royale at Backlash. And he is now the number one contender for the UXT Championship. Ladies and gentlemen, The Saint.
My niggas, my family, the people that care about me, and my fans. Fuck all these other niggas.
I can't hear.
The light is here.
Saint, it is great to hear from you. First, let me congratulate you on your victory at Backlash and becoming the number one contender for the UFC Championship. And also, I would like to say congratulations on an amazing match tonight against your cousin, Arden Murphy, which ended up being a draw between the two of you, but you did an amazing job and you put on a hell of a show.
I appreciate that. The Saint is grateful for the opportunities that he's been given. And I'm grateful to bring the light to the UXT like I said I would do. My cousin Arden and I beat the hell out of each other like you said. I know he's seen the light some with my right hands of light that make you pure. And I will show Massacre the light. I respect him. But the time for handshakes is over. I'm coming for the title. I eliminated 5 out of the 6 men last night. I was left bloody in the ring. I stood tall. My face paint wasn't black and white. It was red from my blood that I sacrificed for that victory. I'm coming. The light is coming. And you will see. Massacre will meet his savior. And the light will shine bright upon the UXT.
Sorry, Sam. Be sure, Chris. Are you done? I dozed off.
I knew you were still a dick.
Sam, you had a great match tonight against Arden. You didn't beat him. Therefore, I don't care because I can beat Arden Murphy any day of the week.
You didn't beat him on that backlash.
Oh no, but Nightmare Jones did pin him. So I did take his IC belt, which I still have. Yeah, have fun in the UXT. Best of luck to you.
That's what I thought. You'll see the light, Shard. I haven't forgot about you. I'll earn my way and I'll earn your respect. I'm coming for you. I'll make it in due time, sir. You can laugh all you want.
Look, there's only one person that I respect around here, and that's because I'm in a business partnership with him. That's El Matarazzo. Look, the thing, I've seen the light. I see the light every time when I'm sitting at stage two and Pamela's out there dancing. Trust me, sir, I don't need your help.
Okay, Richard, before we go on with whatever you're trying to do, you don't want to face the UXT guy, but you obviously love talking smack to him. I have to ask, Saint, the ending of you and Arden's match is kind of confusing. You know, you guys both were knocked out. Then when you both stood up, Massacre was in the middle of the ring. He held up both of your guys' hands. You and him talked some smack to each other, and then when the lights went out, trademark Massacre, but then the whole crowd was hit with this blinding light, which I feel would only have been triggered by you. All three of you were gone. Are the three of you, I'd almost say since, are the three of you working together, it would seem like? I mean, it kind of seems like, you know, you want to face Massacre, Massacre won't face you, now that's what's happening. Then all of a sudden, Massacre is going to be buddy-buddy with you. I mean, I know he did say that, like, you know, it looked like you guys said you had some kind of respect, but it's war from here on out.
The respect comes because of what me and him can do and what we will show you, AJ. What we will show you and what we will show the UXT and what we have. The light will meet the darkness, and the light will prevail. And Massacre will go on to his destiny and try to fulfill what he is here to do. I am not friends with anyone. The light is the only thing I follow, and it guides me to where I need to go.
Saint, I'm glad I finally get to talk to you here on the FWWC tonight. You think you have what it takes to come after me and take my title away?
Massacre, I know I have what it takes. I'm coming. You have not fought anyone like me. I took your tag team partner to the limits.
I haven't fought anyone like you. I have faced...
You have not fought anyone.
We saw Priest, and I have tied with him. I have faced Kurt Malice, and I have tied with him. I have faced Arden Murphy. I have beaten Corbin Slater. I have beaten Tank, and soon I will take on my own brother, and I will destroy him, just like I will step into that ring and destroy you, like I destroyed Ghost at Backlash. You think you have what it takes to go one-on-one with me? Then I suggest our UXT tag team match, our UXT match, be a Hell in a Cell at Extreme Rules.
Wow.
And I did not say I think I know have what it takes. I said I know, Massacre, and you will know at Extreme Rules as you meet your savior. And that title that you hold so precious, it will come home to the light. And the darkness will fade along with you and any accolade that you have done, because I am here now. I will topple anything and anyone that gets in my path. The light will guide me. You will see.
Do you know what it takes to become a champion here? Do you know the battles you have to go through to become a champion? I had to claw my way to the top, and I am here now. I may state that I respect you for earning your spot, but you have not proven a damn thing to me yet. From here on out, it is war. My darkness will extinguish your light, and you will know that I am here.
All right, boys. Let me jump in here real quick. So, Saint, Mass has put out the challenge, Hell in a Cell at Extreme Rules. Do you accept those conditions of this match?
I accept them. I acknowledge them and accepted them already.
All right. And Massacre, glad to hear from you, sir. I will be sending you your plaque with your picture on the milk carton. Thank you for showing up.
I promise you all I have for your plaque is lots and lots of fire, Richard. And don't think that I forgot about me and you in the ring once more. Not only will I take out the Saint, I will take out AJ, and then I will take out you.
Me? You know, Master, if you need me to shut your mouth, I will shut it for you. Just get in line.
You couldn't get it done the first time. What makes you think you will do it this time? Last time I challenged you to a match, you said you accepted, and then you ducked me, saying, oh, I had important paperwork or something to do. You're full of shit, Richard. All you do is run your mouth. I'm done. Either step up or step out. Goodbye.
Wow. That was interesting. Guys, audience, listeners, we know it's always crazy when Massacre gets on. Saint, I want to apologize for that. Yeah. But really interesting. You're going to go one-on-one with Massacre, UFC Championship, Hell in a Cell. And as we close this segment here, again, the head admin, I know we've met a couple times before. Congratulations on your recent success here. I have one closing question. Saint, if you're still there. Are you still there, sir?
I'm here.
All right, one closing question. This past weekend, we saw a couple of new interesting additions to the chapter. Beautiful, if I might add. A whole lot better looking than most of you guys around here. We saw the Enchantress. In addition, we also saw the Goddess of Chaos. Both new women coming to the UXT division. And I have a question for you, sir. Do you have any affiliation with either of those ladies, those new ladies in UXT? Do you know where they come from? I noticed that they look a little, you know, their promos look a little bit very similar to yours. Are they backing you up? You know, I'm asking the hard questions. I want to know. What can you tell us about the Goddess of Chaos? What can you tell us about the Enchantress, the new ladies in the UXT, sir, if anything?
I can't tell you much. I can tell you that you will find out soon. You will find out who they are soon. Possibly tomorrow, possibly the next day. You will find out soon, sir. Just be patient.
Also, before we go, I do appreciate you coming on the show. I would like to apologize for my rude brother interrupting you. This was special time set aside for you, and I'm sure, as you can tell, even with the match you and Arden were having, he likes to step into the spotlight and try and outshine everybody else and feel like he should be center of attention, and I apologize for that.
No light will outshine mine. He can come down to the ring any time he wants. The only reason that I didn't beat Arden Murphy is because we were both sluggers and both fucked each other up with one hit. Otherwise, he would have met his savior. Massacre can do all he wants. The light is coming. I've done what I said I was going to do. I've beaten 6 of the best newcomers to this UXT. And I took on a main roster member who was number 4 in the power rankings and took him to his limits to where he couldn't stand for 10 seconds. Massacre, your time is coming. The light is coming for you. Extreme Rules, you will meet your savior.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to see it. And you know what? I'm putting my money on Saint. I hope you beat the hell out of Massacre.
I will.
You know, best of luck to you, Saint. I hope you shut up AJ's ugly brother. And AJ, next time your brother comes on, go and apologize for him. Nobody likes him. I mean, we barely tolerate you. Saint, best to see you down there in the UXT. I hope maybe you make your main roster one day and I can beat the hell out of you like I do your cousin.
Wow.
I'll make it to you, Rashard. Be patient because your savior will come too and will not be pretty. Patience is key, sir. I will earn my way and work my way to the top. However long it takes, your time is coming. Everyone's is. The light is coming.
Absolutely. Saint, we appreciate you for taking time out of your schedule and coming on the show. Again, I look forward to seeing you in the future. I look forward to your match now at Extreme Rules against Massacre. You definitely impressed me. I don't know if you've impressed Richard. Probably not, because he's probably off talking to Pogo, his manservant. He likes to say it's his helper, but I like to think there's more, probably. I know you've impressed the general, the head admin. You've impressed the UXT locker room. No matter how much trash they talk, you stepped up to 6 other men, and you proved that you deserve to be in this number one contendership.
Thank you, Saint.
Well, all righty then. You know what, guys? This was a hell of a damn show tonight, man. It seems like our recap shows always go into overtime. But my thoughts, man, it was a great weekend. It was an excellent weekend. But, of course, none of this would be possible. Like we said before, and we'll say it a million times again, man, none of this would be possible without the WrestleTalk podcast that can be heard every Wednesday with Joe and Renee, 7 p.m. Central. Actually, this Wednesday, there's a hell of a show coming up, man. They're going to have WWN Network's Trevin Adams. That's Trevin Adams and Chicago's finest, Marcelo Spade, live on the WrestleTalk podcast with Joe and Renee this Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central. Please, please, please make sure you tune in, man. Shout out to Renee. Shout out to Joe. Them boys do the most excellent work. They are the hosts with the most, and without them cats, this show, FWWC Tonight, would not be possible. Great weekend, great Raw, great Backlash. Looking forward to the next FWC pay-per-view, which is Extreme Rules. AJ, Rashard Priest, any closing thoughts with you guys?
Yeah. Being humble sucks. Speaking your mind is what's right. You know, I felt I walked last night being humble, but you know what? I just walked out last night being pissed. And Jonesy, I still have the Intercontinental Championship belt, so keep an eye on your back, sir, because I may cash that in.
Damn. You know what? At first, I was listening to Rashard when he talked about being humble, sucking. I thought he was really going super negative with that. But he did make a point. Sometimes speaking your mind is the best thing. And then ending it with the cashing in of the Intercontinental Championship might be coming. I'm looking forward to that. But ladies and gentlemen, in all honesty, there's a lot of things that get people upset throughout life. And, you know, people make stupid decisions based off of something that really didn't mean anything. All I can state to everybody is don't sweat the small stuff and just realize that everything is small stuff. We make things bigger than they actually are. We blow things out of proportion when they shouldn't be. And, you know, just try to stay positive. We all have one life to live. Just live it to the fullest. I thank you all for tuning in tonight. Again, a chaotic, hectic show, especially after pay-per-views. Recap shows, DeJuan, you're right. They are crazy. Things get a little out of hand. But sometimes getting out of hand may be what we need. So I appreciate everyone for tuning in. Tune in to Wrestle Talk Podcast this Wednesday with Joe and Renee at 7 p.m. It's going to be a great show, and I look forward to seeing and talking to everybody again next week. I hope you all enjoy the morning. Apparently, we have breaking news.
Yes, we do. We have breaking news. At Extreme Rules, Dodrick Rain will face on Tank, and the winner comes to the main roster.
What?
Holy crap. Dude. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. That's how you end the show, baby.
Damn. Wow. That is going to be absolutely amazing. Tag team partners facing each other. Winner moves to main roster. Maybe that's a chance to shut DeAndre Grain up if he moves up and gets to face some of the big boys. But I know Tank has been fighting for that spot for a long time. Cannot wait to see that match. Ladies and gentlemen, we end you with a bomb. And we look forward to talking to everybody next week. Have a good night.
You're welcome.
Peace.